Australian politicians have paused for thought after the shootings in Christchurch, and it's raised a question. Could their words be used or twisted to stir up anti-Islamic sentiment? Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
For many, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has been a shiny example of how politicians should respond to events like the Christchurch shootings. But here in Australia, Queensland Senator Fraser Anning's anti-Muslim remarks have distracted from the political leader's messages of condolence. Now the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is calling for unity.
As debate becomes more fierce, I am observing that the retreat to tribalism is increasingly taking over. And for some, extremism takes hold.
Both the white supremacist ideology behind the shootings and Senator Anning's response have sparked debate about whether the words politicians use could be helping to foster these extremist ideas. Labor's Ed Husic was the first Muslim elected to Parliament. He told 7:30 the Christchurch attacks have changed his outlook.
I've previously tried to avoid always commenting on these type of issues, turn the other cheek. But I have to say, I've personally, after Christchurch, figured no, we have a concerted effort to make in dealing with hate speech.
Yesterday, the Greens accused Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton of fanning far-right sentiment in his comments about immigration. Mr Dutton shot back that they were using the shootings for political gain, making them just as bad as Fraser Anning. Queensland Liberal MP Warren Entsch says pointing fingers at any one person isn't helpful, but he's hoping politicians will be more careful with their words in the lead-up to the federal election.
I hope so. I think, what's happened in the last few days really gives us a great incentive to make sure that we're very measured in the way we deal with these sort of issues. We just need to remember that even with words, there are consequences.
The Christchurch shootings have already had an impact in the New South Wales election campaign. With voters in the state headed to the polls this weekend, debate has reignited around gun laws that have remained largely unchanged for 20 years. The federal election is a bit further off, but University of Sydney politics expert Stuart Jackson says Christchurch could also affect messages about immigration in that campaign.
I think it has taken the wind out of some of the arguments that was coming forward from the government at this point. That doesn't stop some of the more marginal politicians, and here again I'm pointing to Fraser Anning, to Pauline Hanson, to actually continue the rhetoric. And indeed, I received a text this morning saying that only Mark Latham and One Nation will solve immigration. In terms of moderating behaviour, that will occur for a short period, and then we will go back to the kinds of arguments that we've seen prosecuted from Peter Dutton, and for that matter, Scott Morrison when he was Immigration Minister, around the need to control immigration.
As an example of how politicians should conduct themselves, Warren Entsch looked to the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern.
She has handled it absolutely brilliantly.
But as the anticipated May election draws nearer, politicians will face growing temptation to put political point scoring ahead of more measured remarks.
Alexandra Beach reporting.